个就是借着受洗而重生的那一个错误的教导。
So people try not to be baptized until they were dying.
所以很多人呢，他们就躲着，一直不受浸，直到他们死的时候。
They were in their deathbed.
在他们临死的时候，
And they want to be baptized.
他们就要受浸了。
Because then they will have all their sins forgiven.
因为这样，他一切的罪就得着赦免。
And they will go to heaven.
他们就能上天堂了。
And you find infants all were being baptized.
我们也看见了为婴孩施洗。
So that they will be holy.
所以他们就成圣。
All kinds of strange teachings and practices.
在这一方面有许多的教导和做法。
But then you find among the multitude there were some people that the Holy Spirit stirred their heart.
但是我们看见，在众人中有少数的人，神的灵激动他们的心。
They began to see the real meaning of baptism.
他们开始看见受浸的真实意义。
You know, people said, "Oh, if you believe in the Lord Jesus, you are saved."
有人告诉我们说，当你信耶稣的时候，你就得救了。
So why should you be baptized?
你为什么还需要受浸呢？
It was unnecessary.
这是不需要、不必要的。
But you remember what our Lord Jesus said?
但是我们记得我们主说了什么
？Go to the nations and disciple them.
你们要到万民中去，使他们做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉父、子、圣灵的名为他们施浸。
In other words, baptism had a very important place.In our life with the Lord.
换言之呢，我们看见受浸在我们与基督的生命生活中呢，有非常重要的地位。
Even though our sins were washed away by the blood, not by water.
即便我们的罪是借着主的血所洗净，而不是水洗净的。
And yet that water saves us in the sense.That now we are separated from the world.
但是那个水拯救我们的意义，乃是从今天开始，我们与世界有了分别。
As the children of Israel passed the Red Sea and the Jordan River.
正如同以色列人他们过了红海，又过了约旦。
When they were in Egypt, they belonged to Pharaoh.
当他们在埃及的时候，他们是属法老的。
By the lamb, blood of the lamb on Passover.
在逾越节，他们借着羔羊的血。
They were saved from death.
他们从死中得了拯救。
But they had to cross the Red Sea.
但是他们必须要过红海。
To be saved from Pharaoh from Egypt.
好叫他们从法老从埃及的权下得着拯救。
And to belong to Moses.
好使他们归为摩西。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
some people in the early centuries,
在早期的世纪中有一些人，
God began to open their eyes.
神开始开他们的眼睛。
They saw the real meaning of baptism.
他们看见受浸的真实意义。
And they began to be baptized according to the word of God.
他们就照着神的话语来受浸。
And they were called by Christianity in those days as Anabaptists.
他们被当时的基督教称作崇敬派。
And they were persecuted.
他们就受逼迫。
If you want to be baptized, fine.
若是你想要受浸，
I will baptize you.
我要给你施浸。
They will put a stone around them and throw them into the water.
他们就把石头挡在他们身上，把他们丢在河里。
And many died because of their faith.
许多人因着他们的信，他们寻道。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
we find today baptism by immersion.Believers' baptism is a very common thing among God's people.
今天我们看见用浸的方式来受洗，还有呢，信的人受浸变成一个非常平常普遍的事情。
So in the process of recovery, you find it always began with few and then it spread to many.
所以在恢复的过程中，我们看见总是从少数开始，然后传到许多人身上。
It always began with small and then it becomes big.
总是开始的时候很微小，然后才大起来。
In the recovery process, you find that everything that concerns the testimony of Jesus recovered in this way.
在恢复的过程中，我们看见耶稣的见证的恢复都是借着这个方式得以恢复的。
Our brother told us that the church has entered into the dark age.
我们的弟兄们告诉我们说，教会进入了黑暗时期。
What do you mean by dark age?
黑暗时期指的怎么说的呢
？It means that everything about the testimony of Jesus was lost.
它的意义就是。关于耶稣见证的每一件事情都失落了。
At that time, people tried to be saved by marriage.
在那个时候呢，人们呢靠着功德来得救。
Even salvation by grace through faith was lost.
甚至呢，因信啊，因着信本乎恩的救恩呢，都失落了。
Everything concerning the testimony of Christ was lost in the church.
每一件关于基督见证的事情在教会中都失落了。
That's why we say the church has become a religion.
这就是为什么我们说啊，教会变成了一个宗教。
It is no longer a living faith.
不再是一个活的信心。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Throughout church history, you will find that how he began to recover one thing after another.
在整个教会历史中，我们看见神一件一件的做了恢复。
So the whole vision, whole revelation of Christ may become the property of the church.
好使耶稣的见证，这整件事情能够成为教会的所有。
The same thing is true.With the breaking of bread.
对于擘饼也是同样的事。
Our brothers have already described how it has deviated from the vision.
我们弟兄也描述他怎样从这个意象中偏离了。
But thank God how he touched the heart of a few.
但是感谢神他怎样激动了少数几个人的心。
Oftentimes,You find the recovery of the testimony of Christ in the church begins with the breaking of bread.
许多时候我们看见了耶稣基督见证的恢复是借着擘饼开始的。
You remember that during the 18th century.
我们记得在十八世纪的时候。
I mean 19th.
十九世纪的时候。
A few who began to see.The breaking of bread.
有几位呢？他们开始看见擘饼的意义。
A few in Ireland. In Ireland.
在爱尔兰的少数人。
There were a few brothers who began to see the breaking of bread.
有少数的几位弟兄，他们开始看见擘饼的意义。
You know, in the early days, when you read Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
当我们读呢，在早期。的时候，就是在《使徒行传》第二章第四十二节。
The believers at the day during the days of Pentecost.
在五旬节的日子那段时期。
You find that how they persevered, continued in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles.
我们看见他们如何恒心的遵守使徒的教训。
In the breaking of bread.And in prayers.
他们彼此的擘饼还有祷告。
But then the breaking of bread was lost.
但是擘饼呢，失落了。
It became a ritual.
它变成一个礼仪了。
There is no longer that livingness in it.
在它里面缺少了那个生命活泼的性质。
And then you find God raised up some people.
我们就看见神兴起了一些。
Again, a few maybe.
同样的还是少数。
A few in comparison.
在比较上来说，他们是少数的。
Somehow God restored the vision of the breaking of bread.
神就恢复了擘饼的那个意义。
They began to see that this is remembering the Lord.
他们开始看见，这乃是纪念主。
This is exhibiting the finished work of Christ to the world.
这乃是向全世界展示神基督所完成的工作。
This is to wait for the return of the Lord Jesus.
这乃是我们一同等候主耶稣的回来。
And they began to break bread together.
他们就聚在一起擘饼。
Not under any official ministers.
不是在一些官方的神职人员的主理之下。
They just break bread.To remember simply the Lord.
他们在一起擘饼，单单的来纪念主。
And then again, you find the breaking of bread today has spread.
同样的，我们看见今天的这样擘饼也扩展，也传开了。
This is the way you find the way of recovery.
这就是我们看见那恢复的方式。
So the Bible tells us.
所以圣经告诉我们。
Remember wherein you have fallen.
你当回想你是从哪里坠落的。
And then you repent.
然后你就悔改。
Now what is repentance?
什么是悔改呢？
Repentance is a change of mind.
悔改乃是改变心意。
We cannot change our own mind.
我们没有办法改变自己的心意。
It is the Holy Spirit.Who changes our mind?
乃是圣灵来改变我们的心思。
Because he has shown us the right direction.
因为他指示我们的对的方向。
We remember where we have fallen.
我们回想我们从哪里坠落的。
Repentance is not only to repent the past.
悔改并不只是懊悔过去。
We repent to something that is right.
我们悔改。乃是向着那对的回去。
And do the thing that you have done first.
并且要行你们起初所行的。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
The church in Ephesus, the Lord said, I know your works.
在以弗所的教会，主向他们说，我知道你们的行为。
They have works already.
他们已经有了工作。
Now, to return to do The first work.
要回到行起初所行的。
Does it mean that we just do the work that we have done before?
那是不是我们做以前我们曾经做过的事呢？
Outwardly, it could be.
外表上来可能是。
But inwardly, there is a difference.
但是里面却有不同。
The inner spring.Is there?
里面的泉源现在有了。
It is not a matter of the outward work.
不是外面的工作行为。
When you do these same work, but with a different spirit.
当你做同样的事情，却用不同的灵的时候。
Then you find it is living, it is real.
然后我们就发现了，它是活的。它是真的。
So in the recovery of the testimony of Jesus.
所以主耶稣见证的恢复。
It has to begin with the heart.
它总是从心里面开始的。
What begins within, and then it will be expressed outwardly.
从里面先开始，然后才在外面表现出来。
It doesn't mean that you just repent and you stop there.
它不是仅仅说我们悔改，我们就停在那里。
You have repented.
我们已经悔改了。
You have known and you have practiced what was right.
你已经认识了，并且实行了什么是对的。
And that will be a testimony to the world.
那向着世界就成为一个见证。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
When you look into the process of recovery.
当你考究这个。恢复的过程。
That is what you find.
这是我们所看见的。
And then there is another thing we notice.
然后我们还留意有另外一件事。
It is the principle of overcomers.
乃是得胜者的原则。
You find in the seven letters to the seven churches.
我们看见对着七个教会的七封书信中。
At the end of all these seven letters.
在这七封书信的结尾的时候。
You find a call for overcomers.
我们看见有对得胜者的呼召。
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies, to him that overcomes.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听得胜的。
Who are the overcomers?
得胜者是谁呢？
The overcomers are only those who respond to the revelation, the testimony of Jesus that's given.
得胜者只不过是那一般对所赐下启示关于耶稣见证有回应的人。
That's why you find in the beginning of every letter, there is a revelation of Christ.
所以我们看见在每一封书信的开始都有基督的一个启示。
Overcomers are those who respond to Christ.
得胜者乃是对基督有一个回应的人。
Whatever Christ has revealed to him.He obeys.
基督向他所启示的，他就顺服。
There is no rigid standard of the overcomers.
对于得胜者，并没有一个死板的一个标准。
Sometimes we like to ask the question, "Who are the overcomers?"
有的时候我们喜欢问，谁是得胜者呢？
To what extent?I reach that I become an overcomer.
我要达到什么样的程度，我才变成一个得胜者呢？
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
there is no rigid standard of overcomers.
对于得胜者没有一个死板的标准。
God does not apply the same standard to everybody.
神不是把同一个标准用在每一个人身上。
The only principle concerning overcomers.
对于得胜者的唯一的原则
，Whatever God has revealed Christ to you，
神向你所启示关于的基督
，You have fully obeyed，
你完全的顺服了
，Then you are an overcomer，
那么你就是一个得胜者。
To a new believer，
对一个初蒙恩的人
，The standard of being an overcomer is different from。A maybe 60 years believer.
成为一个得胜者，他的标准和一个已经信主60年的标准呢是不一样的。
If you obey the Lord as you are revealed, then you are an overcomer.
若是你照着启示给你的主，你顺服他，那么你就是个得胜者。
You may be an overcomer for a time.
你可能成为得胜者。有一段时期
Just like the people in Philadelphia.
正好像在腓拉铁菲的弟兄姊妹们
But they may lose their crown.
但是他们有可能会失去他们的冠冕
Because as the Lord begins to reveal himself more to them.
因为当主更多的把自己启示给他们的时候
God wants Christ to be more to them.
基督呢神要在他们里面有更多的基督
And yet they only obey him to a certain point.
但是他们只顺服到某一个点
And then they stop.
他们就停下来
In other words,
换一句话说
The revelation of Jesus Christ surpasses their obedience.
耶稣基督的启示呢，超过了他们的顺服
Then brothers and sisters, he is no longer an overcomer.
那么弟兄姊妹们，他就不再是个得胜者。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
On the one hand, it gives hope.
一面来说给我们盼望。
I find people asking me the question.
我发现有人问我这样的问题。
How can I be an overcomer?
我怎么能成为一个得胜者
？I'm afraid I will never be an overcomer.
我怕呢，我永远不会成为。
Look at brother or sister so and so.
你看看这位弟兄那位姊妹。
I will never reach their status.
我绝对不会达到他们所达到的光。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
Be comforted.
让我们得安慰。
As much as the Lord has revealed Himself to you,
照着主把他自己所启示给你的程度
，you have obeyed.
若是你已经顺服了
，you are an overcomer.
你已经是得胜者。
But on the other hand,
但是另一面来说
，don't be proud of yourself.
请不要自傲
，because the Lord may give you more revelation.
因为主要赐给你更多关于他自己的启示。
That which you have not obeyed.
若是你没有顺服
then you lose your crown.
那么你就失去了你的冠冕。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
you find that the overcomer principles is in the New Testament.
所以我们看见了得胜者的原则在新约圣经中。
In the Old Testament is the remnant principle.
在旧约里面乃是余民的原则。
In the New Testament is the overcomer principle.
在新约圣经乃是得胜者的原则。
In the recovery work of the testimony of Christ.
在基督见证恢复的工作中。
Because of the weakness of man.
因着人的软弱。
Instead of the whole members in the body of Christ respond. To revelation.
不是基督身体里面所有的肢体都回应这一个启示和呼召。
Probably the majority will not respond to Christ.
很可能呢，大部分的人向着基督都没有回应。
People love themselves too much.
因为我们爱自己太多了。
People are so entangled with the things of this world.
我们被今世的事情所缠累住。
People became so nearsighted.
许多的人变得非常的近视。
Therefore, they may follow the Lord to a certain distance and stop.
所以他们跟随主到了某一个程度就停下来了。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Not because of the failure of man.
不是因着人的失败。
God's purpose failed.
神的目的就失败了。
He will raise up a few.
他要兴起少数人。
Those who respond to him absolutely.
那些向他有绝对的回应的人。
And through these overcomers,
对这些得胜者
God will accomplish his purpose.
神要成全他的目的。
Our brother has already said.
我们弟兄也说了
，The overcomers do not overcome for themselves.
得胜者不是为着自己而得胜的。
They overcome for the whole body.
他们是为着全身得胜。
They are the first fruits.
他们乃是出熟的果子。
And when there is the first fruit,
当有了出熟的果子
，it guarantees the harvest.
保证会有大批的收
成。So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹
In this work of recovery, you find that it goes upon that principle.
在这恢复的工作中，我们看见有这个原则。
Now I would like to say something that may surprise you.
我要说一些让大家吃惊的事情。
You may not agree.
你可能不同意。
But this is the way that the Lord seems to say to me.
但是这似乎是主向我所说的话。
When you read Revelation chapter 12,
当我们读启示录第十二章
，you find a woman in travail.
我们看见有一个妇人在惨难中。
And then you find the dragon waited there.
我们也看见那龙在等在他面前。
The dragon waits there, not for the woman.
这个龙站在那里，不是等这个妇人。
He waits there for the man child that is going to be born by that woman.
他在等那妇人将要生出来的男孩子。
Without going into details.
我不讲细节。
We know the man child represents the overcomers.
我们知道这个男孩子代表着得胜者。
Because you find the man child, when he is born, he is immediately taken up to the throne.
因为我们看见，当这男孩子一出生的时候，就立刻被提到神宝座那里去。
This is where Christ is.
那就是基督所在的地方。
And you find the man child immediately after born being raptured to the throne.
我们看见男孩子一出生就被提到宝座那里。
Satan's headquarters is in the air.
撒旦的总部是在空中。
This man child is able to go through Satan's headquarters and arrive at the throne.
这个男孩子他能够通过撒旦的总部达到宝座。
In other words, they were overcomers. They are overcomers.
换句话说呢，他们得胜。
They overcome because of the blood of the Lamb.
他们是因着羔羊的血而胜过。
They are no different than other people.
他们和其他的人没有差别。
They have their failures.
他们也有他们的失败。
But they know the preciousness of the blood of our Lord.
但是他们知道我们主耶稣血的宝贵。
And they overcome the accuser by the word of their testimony.
他们胜过了那昼夜控告者，是借着他们所见证的道。
They have the testimony of Jesus.
他们有耶稣的见证。
And because they have the testimony of Jesus, when they speak, there is power.
因着他们有耶稣的见证，所以当他们说话的时候是带着能力。
They do not love their life even unto death.
他们随至于死也不爱惜生命。
They are the people who follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
他们乃是那一般羔羊无论往哪里去都跟随的人。
And they are the overcomers that are being taken to the throne.
他们乃是那一般得胜者被取到宝座中。
I often say they are the welcoming party.Of the return of the Lord.
我常常讲，他们乃是呢，去迎接主回来的一般人。
The Lord is coming again.
主要回来。
But his coming, his parousia, his presence is in two stages.
但是他回来的时候的同在是有两个阶段。
He will from the throne to the air.
他要从宝座达到空中
，unseen，
这是看不见。
From the air to Mount Olive，
从空中到橄榄山
，seen by everybody，
这是每一个人都看见。
The sign of his coming，
他来的那个兆头。
There are two signs，
有两个证据。
One sign he will come as a thief，
一个证据他来像贼一样。
Another。He will come like a lightning that shines from east to west.
另外一个证据，他来像闪电一样，从东一闪就到西边。
When the thief comes, you do not know when.
当贼来的时候，我们不知道他几时来。
When he comes, he will steal your treasure.
当他来的时候，他是来偷你的宝贝。
He will not steal your garbage.
他不会来偷你的。垃圾。
In the presence of the Lord, the coming of the Lord.
在主的回来。
From the throne to the air unseen.
从宝座到空中是看不见。
It is from the air to Mount Olive that everybody sees.
从空中到到橄榄山。每一个人都看见。
But you know what happened?
但是你知道有什么发生？
After the man child is raptured to the throne.
当这一个男孩子被提到宝座上
，Michael and his angels will fight with Satan and his angels。
那天使长米迦勒就要与撒旦和他的使者征战。
And Satan and his followers will be thrown from the air to the earth。
我们看见撒旦和他的跟随者就要从空中被掷到地上来。
The air is clear。
所以空中就洁净了。
For our Lord Jesus to descend from the throne with the overcomers to the air。
好使我们的主与得胜者从宝座中一起降临到空中。
The woo will be upon the earth。
但是地上就有祸了。
Because there will be the great tribulation。
因为那大灾难就临到。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们。
Even though there are different interpretation of the coming of the Lord，
虽然对于主的再来有不同的解释
，I think the fact seems to be clear。
我认为呢，那个事实是非常清楚的。
The overcomers， they represent God's heart for the church。
得胜者代表神对于教会的心意。
And they will be taken。
他们要被取去。
They are the treasure of the Lord's heart。
他们乃是主心中的宝贝。
What if we do not overcome？
若是我们没有得胜的话。
What if we do not obey？
若是我们不顺服的话。
Probably we will be left for the great tribulation。
很可能我们被留下来，要经过大灾难。
And that is the promise to the church in Philadelphia。
这是对腓拉铁菲教会的应许。
The Lord promised that when the time comes, they are no longer there。
神应许他们说，当大灾难的时候到的时候，他们已经不在地上。
Because they have been taken。
因为他们已经被提去了。
Thank God。
感谢神。
Even though during the great tribulation，
即便在大灾难中，
the saints, the believers who remain will go through that great tribulation。
那些相信主的圣徒们，他们留下来要经历大灾难的人。
But thank God，
感谢神。
God gave them another opportunity。
神给他们另一个机会。
They can be overcomers。Through the great tribulation，
他们可以在大灾难中成为得胜者。
And at the same time, the great tribulation is Jacob's trouble。
同时，在大灾难中，他们会有许多。
No, the great tribulation, the term is for Christians。
哦，对于大灾难呢，是给基督徒的。
The term for the Jews, Jacob's trouble。
哦，在为着犹太人是讲到雅各的苦难。
So both the Christians who remain and the faithful Jews will go through great trouble。
所以留下来的基督徒和那些忠心的犹太人，他们都要经历极大的艰难。
That is the discipline of the Lord。
那乃是主的管教。
That is God's judgment。
那是神的审判。
In order to purify us。
为着要洁净我们。
To complete us。
好使我们得以完全。
That we too may be overcomers。
好使我们也能够成为得胜者。
Oh, brothers and sisters。
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们。
And then when the Lord shall come appear, everybody will see you。
当主显现的时候，众人都要看见他。
I often feel that the hymns that we sing about the Lord's coming。
许多时候，我感觉呢。主让我们看见关于主回来的事。
Oftentimes during those former centuries，
在以往的世代
，they think the whole church will be raptured before the great tribulation。
他们认为呢，教会在大灾难之前全体被提。
And to them， what they are waiting for？
对他们而言，他们等待什么呢
？They are waiting for the trumpet to sound。
他们等候号筒末次吹响。
They are waiting for the great voice。
他们等候那大声音。
They are waiting for the appearing of the Lord。
他们
等候主的显现，等候主的显现。
他们等候主的显现。
I often feel it is too late。
我常常感觉，若是这样，那就太迟了。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，The Lord is coming。
主快了，主必快了。
He can come at any time。
他可以任何时候来。
But when he comes，
但是当他来的时候
，In the first stage， you do not know it。
在第一个阶段是我们不知道的。
People will be sleeping。
有些人在睡觉。
And suddenly he comes。
忽然之间他来了。
And he steals his treasure away。
他将他的宝贝偷去。
This is what we are waiting for。
这是我们所等候的。
Do not think there are more times。
不要认为还有很多时候。
All the prophecies concerning his coming has been fulfilled。
关于主再来，所有的预言都已经应验了。
Of course, there are still prophecies that needs to be fulfilled during his coming。
当然，在他来的那一段时期，仍然有一些预言需要等候应验。
And after his coming。
而且在他来之后。
But brothers and sisters。
但是弟兄姊妹们。
All the prophecies concerning the coming of the Lord。The beginning of the coming of the Lord has been fulfilled。
所有关于主降临的开始的预言都已经应验了。
It can happen anytime。
所以这事可以随时发生。
That's why this theme of recovering the testimony of Jesus is so urgent。
这就是为什么恢复基督见证这个主题是那样的紧迫和重要。
Thank God。
感谢神。
When you turn to Revelation chapter 21，
当我们翻到启示录二十一章的时候
，you find a great consummation。
我们看见在那里有一个总结。
The testimony of Jesus Christ is fully realized。
耶稣基督的见证在那里完全的实现。
Not only among the Christians，
不仅在基督徒中
，also among the Jews，
并且也在犹太人中。
Because the 12 gates or the 12 pearls of the name of the tribes of Israel，
因为圣城新耶路撒冷的十二个门乃是有以色列十二个支派的名字写在其上。
And the 12 foundations of the 12 precious stones bearing the name。Of the 12 apostles of the Lord，
并且那城的十二个根基上面写着十二个使徒的名字。
Everything that God has purposed in eternity past，
在过去的永远中，神所定的目的
，are now being fully realized in eternity to come。
现在完全的在。将来的勇士中成全了。
But brothers and sisters, remember one thing.
但是弟兄姊妹们，请记得一件事。
When we talk about the New Jerusalem，
当我们谈到新耶路撒冷的时候
，Unfortunately, we are still thinking of ourselves.
很可惜的，我们仍然想到自己。
We think of ourselves how we can walk on the golden streets.
我们想到我们怎样会走在黄金街上。
And how can we? How we?Walk by the river of life.
我们怎样走在那生命河的旁边
？And drink of it.
并且我们喝生命水的河。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，You will be surprised.
我们会惊喜。
At that time,
在那个时候
，Nobody will think of himself or herself.
没有一个人会再想到自己。
Everything in that city.Is the manifestation of Christ.
在那个城里面的每一件事情都是基督的表现。
Nobody will think of himself or herself anymore.
没有一个人再会想到自己。
We will just be filled with Christ.
我们都被单单的被基督所充满。
And the testimony of Jesus will be fully realized in eternity to come.
耶稣的见证在要来的勇士里要完全的实现。
We are in the process.
我们是在这过程中。
And by the grace of God,
借着神的恩典,
may we be those who are faithful.
愿我们成为那一般有忠心的人,
that we may be those who follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes.
我们能够成为那一般羔羊无论往哪里去我们都跟随的人。
If he goes to the cross, we go to the cross.
若他上十字架，我们就上十字架。
Because the cross is the way to the throne.
因为十字架是达到宝座的道路。
So may the Lord show mercy to us.
所以愿主怜悯我们。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父,
we do praise and thank thee because thou hast shown us what's upon thy heart.
我们实在要感谢赞美你, 因为你将你的心向我们启示出来。
Thou want us not only to know about the Lord Jesus.
你不仅要我们认识一些关于主耶稣的事。
Thou want us to be filled with Christ.
你要我们能够被主耶稣基督所充满
that it will be all of Christ and none of self
好使全是基督而没有自己
we do pray Lord that our time together this time will not be in vain
我们实在感求你使我们在这里的这一段时间不是徒然的
that our hearts will be really touched by thee
我们的心真实的被你所摸倒
and allow the testimony of Christ be our testimony
好使基督的见证成为我们的见证
that thy purpose may be fully realized in us
好使你的旨意和目的在我们里面得以完全的实现
and it is all for thy glory
而且全都是为着你的荣耀。
We ask in the name of our dear Lord Jesus.
我们奉我们亲爱主耶稣的名祷告。
我们感谢主给我们这样清楚明亮提醒我们的话。
We thank the Lord for this reminding to us such clear and bright words.
我实在不愿意上来。
I'm feel very reluctant to come up here.
因为我知道上来我们聚会就要结束。
Because I know that when I come up here, and that will be the ending of the of our conference.
但是我们知道，有一次的聚会，在前面是不会结束的。
But we know that there will be one gathering, one meeting that's ahead of us that will not end.
因为我们一直都要永远侍立在主宝座的前面。
But we'll all.